Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Coming to you live from the Dirty Stalls, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, no show lineup, with your co-hosts, Heather, Jason, and now your host, Blake Layton.
Giggity, 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 goo.
Strip down.
We're doing it strip down style. All we have is that intro.
Love it.
And our cunning.
And our cunning, witty humor. This is where we're going to find out if we can keep things going. This is episode 186 of It Burns When I Pee, without, like Jason said, without a syllabus.
No show lineup.
No show lineup. That's what it's all about. So, welcome to the show, Intern Heather. Intern Heather.
Hello.
I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Well, I am welcome to be here.
I cannot hear
I
you
welcome
for nothing.
You to the show.
I cannot hear you.
I
at
can't
all.
Hear myself either. Not at all.
There's strange things going
yeah?
on in my
Should life. I just shout like this? My best, if just pick it up by your guys' microphones?
Eli doesn't need to sleep.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Boys, he's not a growing boy. He's done growing. He stands a mighty 3-1. He's ready to go.
he's just hugging people in his sleep anyway.
You know what? Frodo did a lot at that height.
He did. He got a lot accomplished.
You have like a little glow. So, Jason?
3 man enter, 1 man leave.
This is the cage match of comedy. We're doing, we decided, hey, we have extra time in the middle of the week. Why don't we just do something for ourselves and
inch our way closer to our 200th episode?
Right. Yeah, exactly. This is a cheap bit to get to 200. Heather, we were talking when we were doing some other shows that you are currently amidst a situation where you're going to be in some research thing for like birth control?
Yes, it is a patch for birth control.
But this birth control essentially is just for people who are having sex, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
I'm having sex.
All right, nice.
Oh, okay.
I only have to have sex once a month, though, so it's pretty much just a month-long goal.
That's about what
and
I do
like,
anyway.
At one point, I'm, you know, if a guy comes along, I'm like, well, I haven't had sex yet this month, so that's the hope, is that at least I will have sex 12 times this month.
12 times this month? Year?
So it kind of makes it a nice little goal.
12
yeah.
times in a 1 month?
No, what, 12? Oh,
yeah, you said 12
me.
Times in a month.
Well, I mean, hopefully.
Hey-o! That's 3 times a week. I don't get sex 3 times a week.
Yeah. 12 times in a year, excuse me.
So,
but I do, yeah, I have a birth control study, and it's a patch. And I've kind of researched the company, so that way I'm not getting some crazy stuff. And then also... going in on Wednesday, so that's basically
you're obviously
the idea
getting paid for this, right?
I'm getting paid for it.
How did
yeah.
you get hooked up with this thing?
The internet.
Oh, internet.
So yeah,
internet
the,
called you
the,
up. And
no, the internet did not call me up. I saw something on the internet, and that sounds crazy.
It
janky,
really does.
And I'm sure
really
all
does.
Of you are like, "This is the jankiest thing ever."
Yes.
And I looked into the company, and it looks legit. They called me, and actually, I called them, and I gave them my email, and my
hey,
phone number.
I would like to have sex a lot. Can you help me out? I like to be paid for sex.
I don't want
I mean,
a baby.
Paid for sex, but I don't want a baby.
Fettuccine would say that.
Right.
But I called them and I gave them my phone number and my email. And then they called me back like a half hour later, which I thought was kind of freaky. And they asked for my information again. But they also asked me for my address, which I couldn't remember giving them. So I was like, I don't feel comfortable giving it to you because...
Right,
you didn't ask it for me the first time, and I saw you on Facebook.
God, I've got so many questions.
This is getting.
So I said, I was like, I don't want to give it to you. I want to come into your office and ask these questions first. And so my friend works, or she is practicing to be a nurse at Methodist. So I was like, you know, this
who
is a research study. Her name's Grace.
This is the girl. Oh, she was
Grace,
at the Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah,
I met
totally.
Grace.
And so I asked her, and she gave me a bunch of questions that I should ask. So I have like a whole list at home. Of things that I should ask of them before I do anything or obviously get anyone to give me some weird like patch that's supposed to not get me pregnant before I have like little old Johnny or something. But yeah, so I go on Wednesday to talk to them.
Is somebody going with you?
Yeah, no one isn't going with me.
I think somebody
if
should
someone
go
in the
with
Peoria
you.
Area would like to go with me, they're welcome to do so.
I'm really
going to be getting a pap smear, so you know, all the fun.
I all about doing wild and crazy stuff, but this is alarming.
I know, you're like, you thought this was going to be a funny little bit, and now you're like, I am nervous and concerned.
No, we can still
concerned.
Save it.
Yeah.
When
it's like the ultimate show content, though.
If we're going too far, let me know, but where on the internet? What are you doing? And you stumble across this.
So I literally, it was on Facebook. It was like in a paid advertisement. Advertisement, if you will.
I will.
But it did. It said paid birth control. And to be perfectly honest, I went on birth control for like maybe 6 months in my whole entire life. And it just weirded me out. And I stopped like 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. And I've just never done it since then.
Now it's just the back of the hair.
Yeah, it's just never, well, you know, pull out or whatever. Right, just hope for the best. And buy the day after pill is actually what it is. But so, no, I decided I was going to, you know, I was like, why not? It's a paid birth control study. I saw it. And then I went to their website, and they had a legit website. Optimum Research is what they're called in Peoria.
Okay, that's
so
my next
question. Yeah, it was something local. It wasn't like
from Sioux City, Iowa.
Yeah, who know where? Who knows where?
Chattanooga.
So, because I kind of knew that, and I saw that they had like a legit person on, they had a legit thing on WebMD.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So they're in Peoria.
They're in Peoria.
And you have to go to their office to get like an exam.
I have to go to their office to get a pap smear, yeah. And
if it's three black dudes, don't go back in the back room.
Or do. Well, yeah, you know, your prerogative. What do you like? I take that back. You tell
whatever
me.
You're going for, yeah.
Are you, I guess I can't sit there and say how much are you getting paid. Because that would be rude.
No, have it's they, like $800. $800.
$800?
$800. The birth control study is doing horrible but no, $800 is what they advertised like on their little thing. And they said every visit is a different price. So I'm assuming when I like get a pap smear or like things where they're being invasive, then it would be more. And then things where it's like, how are things going? It's a checkup. Like,
are you pregnant yet?
Yeah, like shit like that, I'm assuming is less, but
doesn't pap smear sound like a delicious soda or like a grilled sandwich?
Because I know what it is, no.
But it's like, hey, you guys want to go down to the corner store, get a couple pap smears? Or it's, no, it sounds like a beer almost, like a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah, let's go get a couple pap smears.
Oh, okay, it does kind of sound like
tie a couple
so
on.
Are you gonna tell your family that you're doing this or no? Because I know that it's probably not.
Are you telling them right now?
Oh man, I don't know.
I mean, Sylvia. What do you think you should
do? Everything I tell to my parents is like after hours and hours of hanging out with them, and then finally I don't have anything else to say, and I realize the only thing that's like happened in my life I have to tell them about. And
I'm getting
so
money
I do,
for a million.
Which is exactly how this podcast went the last time I told them. Or the last time I saw them, I told them about this podcast. And I was like, I don't have anything else to say about the other things going on in my life. I'm doing this podcast. If you guys want to watch it, you will hate it. But you should watch it.
Thank you.
Great.
I hope it has
nothing to do with you guys and everything to do with our content.
I hope you're telling all your friends, hey, I'm on this show. Don't listen to it.
My friends are cool as shit. I told them all about it.
And none of them have listened.
Is Grace listening
right
now?
Because they suck.
Is she under fire?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Okay. For some reason, that Grace under fire, when I was younger and that show was on, I was oddly attracted to her and
that
her Brett manly,
Butler, is that right?
Yeah,
who?
No.
I was oddly attracted to her, and she was a lesbian, right?
It may as well be.
But
in my
she,
book.
Why was Butler
is a female comedian, came to prominence I think in the '80s and had a sitcom during the '90s called Grace Under Fire, which was a bad show by any standard,
and she
lasted for a while.
Had a manly voice, mm-hmm. and she was not very attractive. But for some reason, I believe I masturbated to her on many occasions.
I get that. I do get that part of it.
So, will you keep us posted?
Oh, I will keep you posted, definitely.
This sounds to me like a new segment.
I will definitely keep you posted.
What kind of intro music would you have for...
I will think of something.
Well,
it will be really... Yes, it will be horrible. I wish you all the best.
The red floods, I don't know.
I really worry about that.
Yeah.
But I'm also a four-year-old man who's never shot a gun, so...
Yeah, I will say that the Let's Get Personals intro and outro is just collecting dust, if you please. Okay, shooting a gun. Are you gonna do it?
I'm gonna call him tomorrow and say, hey, when can we do this? Because my birthday is just a couple weeks away, and
it's 2 days ago by the time this is released. So happy belated birthday!
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
But before 40. This airs, you will have most likely shot again. Do you feel like you really? Because you've got a couple candidates of people that could help you out with this.
Do you feel like
you for sure will hook up with one of those dudes and do that?
Will I hook up with one of those dudes?
Will you blow Scott or Chaser? to be able to.
Not. I think it's a once in a lifetime opportunity to blow a guy.
Yeah.
It really is.
Guys are so wary about sticking their dicks places. It's probably the only chance you'll get to
right,
to get a phallus in your mouth.
It's so rare that a guy wants another guy's dick in his mouth, and
here's your chance, buddy.
Right.
Don't blow it.
All just to shoot it.
Oh, do blow it.
I didn't even I didn't even realize I did
blow it. All just to shoot a gun.
But so funny.
We touched on this in that one episode about I just don't feel like a man. Like I watch like outdoors shows. I watch those Alaskan and they're shooting things to survive, to be able to have food to eat for the winter. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, am I going to move to Alaska?
No,
I'm not. Do I want to?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think it would be cool for a month. But do I want to go and get a hunting license, and do I want to sit in a tree stand and shoot deer? No, I don't. But I want to know what it's like to shoot a gun, and even at a paper target. I just want to know what it feels like.
I think that the most manly thing you can do is own your manliness without needing these preconceived ideas from society of what manliness is. Because it seems to me like you have a pretty manly thing going on. You've created an entire podcast, by God.
An empire. Some would say.
You are creating something that you really enjoy and bringing it down to a serious level. That's what matters. That's the most manly thing you could do.
I really think this will... I have to do this.
Well, this will make you manly then.
It's not so much making me manly. It's something I have to do. I've never had the opportunity. My brother is a big hunter. He's into that. He's got bows and stuff. And
does he throw them bows ever?
All the time, slinging them like bitches.
Good.
But I want to do it. So.
Definitely do it. You have it in your mind, and I know that you're going to be disappointed with yourself if you don't do it.
Right, I will.
But, so seriously, set up a time, and I want you to text me when you do it because I want to hear about it.
Oh, we're gonna videotape it.
Absolutely, show content.
That's awesome. Yeah. That really
interview
is awesome.
The gun.
Interview. It'll be kind of good it'll be more entertaining than when I interviewed Hank Williams III.
Oh, jeez.
Hold on. I've heard so much about the disdain for Hank Williams III, but I don't think I fully understand it or appreciate it because I don't know that much about Hank Williams III. So I want you to give me a bit of insight into that.
I really, really enjoyed his music. He really got me his music. A long time ago got me into roots music, and then his music started to suck, and then I heard stories about him, and then I had dealings with him, kind of, and his music just continued to suck more and more, and so...
You had a personal dealing with him, too, where he was unpleasant. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, a couple of times. Fair to moderate.
Give me the best story.
I don't want to...
You don't want to go there?
I've rehashed
That's fine.
It, like, over the last... 8 years, it's pretty much, been, like I said, I think I'm a huge Hank Williams Sr. fan. I liked Hank Williams Jr. before he fell off a cliff. He was really good. Mm-hmm. But I
figuratively.
No, which is figuratively mean it really happened?
That's literally.
Oh, literally, he fell off a cliff.
Is he dead?
No, he's not dead. He fell off a cliff, but he's not dead.
Okay.
And I am so submersed in music, and it means so much to me. And I know this gentleman can make good music, but he just makes shitty music, and I just don't. I don't know. It's stupid. It's really nonsense.
That's really endearing, though. I like hearing about people's passions, so it was interesting to hear that.
So masturbating.
It's more. Yeah, let's
dig
into that.
So his passion isn't that.
It's less about him personally and more about his decline of his own art.
I can give three shits about him.
Okay, because that's kind of something I was going
to
jump
into. A lot of the bands that I'm friends with, or a lot of the bands that I listen to, I've become friends with, and I have a relationship with them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Like the Cubes.
And, I'm not saying I wanted to have... I don't like him because I didn't have a relationship with him.
His art has suffered.
His art has suffered, in my opinion, and also what he stands for isn't... The
legacy?
It isn't what it stands for, the roots music scene, I guess.
Okay.
And I've heard a lot of stories from credible sources, which I shall not name. but like I said, his music just really took a shit.
Yeah.
So, that's
I'm glad you're so honest about it.
Oh, and I pay for it. We have thousands more listeners.
I'm glad it's not just him personally that has soured you on him.
I don't give three.
Because I can also separate that from people. Like right now, it's not hot anymore, like a hot topic, but the Bill Cosby thing, you know, always raped a bunch of people. And you know what? It looks more and more like he probably did do that.
Yeah.
But I love Bill Cosby. I mean, he might be a huge piece of shit person, but his comedy, he is like we joked around before, but he's on the Mount Rushmore of comedians. He is incredible. And every comedian, I guarantee, still believes that, but no one will back him because he's not the guy you want to back right now.
Everybody's going way on the other side of the street, no matter...
His ability to tell stories and jokes over the years, I mean, there's very few people that have been as consistent as him. Because I saw him a couple years ago, and it was like right in the middle of, you know, hey, all black people, be a dad, pull up your pants. He's getting a lot of shit from the black community. And I was like, I want to see him. I want to say that I saw him, and it's probably not going to be great. I was wrong. It was awesome. He was incredible.
That's
and
awesome.
That and like Michael Jackson. Yeah, you know what? He probably fucked a lot of little kids. But he made Thriller, so you tell me.
Hey, well, I remember that LP. It was the double fold out, mm-hmm. and it was just him laying across with the baby tiger.
The baby tiger, you know what I mean?
And I was like, "Damn, this guy is fucking cool." I remember when MTV first started, and like when they showed the Thriller video for the first time, it was like an epic. It was like you were watching the pregame to the Super Bowl.
Absolutely,
it was hyped, and this was way back in the day. It was hyped up, and it was a big like a movie event. I mean, this was like this. Well, the world stopped. Enough. Like the world stopped. Like it was like watching the Super Bowl.
I remember seeing it when I was so young that my parents were younger than I am now, which is a really weird thing to think about. And I was probably like three or four, and yeah, it scared the shit out of me. You've seen the Thriller video, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The whole thing. Have you seen? You've seen the whole thing, theatrical thing. But
that is scary to a little boy,
right? But definitely. But also, and I'm not defending him by any means possible. Right. But listen. You have the childhood that he had.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get fucked up in the head.
Yep, absolutely.
And you have the success and the money that he had just fuels how fucked up your head is.
That is a perfect storm of his father being a crazy asshole, which is my most favorite and most recent thing is at his son's funeral, at Michael Jackson's funeral. So much fanfare, so much media around it. There was someone that was interviewing. It took a moment to interview Michael Jackson's father, Joe Jackson, right? And Joe said nothing about Michael, and he only talked about his new ventures, his new radio. And I was like, this man is beyond fucked up.
Right. Your own kid has died.
Coupling him, Joe Jackson, with the fact that you are on TV and you have a lot of money and no one will say no to you, that'll screw a kid up indefinitely.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's just it's a complete celebrity culture is just totally messed up. And I think a lot of that plays into Bill Cosby as well, who it was just like, can't do any wrong. And people came out about that years and years ahead of time. Janice Dickinson said something about that, like, so long ago, but because she was perceived a certain way in the media and she was a certain kind of celebrity and Bill Cosby was a certain kind of celebrity, you know, there was just no connection between any of that.
Yeah.
So it really does become... They can do whatever they want as long as they create amazing art.
Just like football players, sports athletes, you can you can do pretty much whatever you want. You either have the money to cover it up, to shut them up, or you can sustain your life if you get busted out. You know what I mean? Like you punch the shit out of your wife in an elevator, and then you get busted out and you get suspended. But then she comes out on a press conference and says, "We love each other. It just happened."
You know, totally.
What that was her saying, "I love the money that I
money.
Get. I never have to work.
I don't have the idea of what else I could possibly do other than this. I don't know where else to go.
My job is to get hit.
Yeah, and you know, it amazes me.
When you said about as long as you can create great art, that's one thing. I think it's just always back to money. If you can, if your art can create a bunch of money, like Michael Jackson's did, or like Bill Cosby, you're writing your own way. It's your ticket to be like, oh, I'll just do whatever the fuck I want, and they did, and they nary were scathed for it. I mean, their legacies are tarnished, but I mean, they lived extravagant lifestyles for the duration of their entire lives.
All the hoagies he wanted,
an endless amount of submarine sandwiches for
even
Cliff
Jeffrey
Huxtable.
Dahmer was good at art.
Yeah, what did he do? What was his art?
He was just good at art, like good at like painting and stuff like that.
Did he paint with human blood?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Hitler, he didn't get into art school, and so
I knew about
that
him.
Was like one of the that's what people say though, like one but of the reasons that he's a bad guy. Rawr. But no, he was obviously messed up. Other than that,
his mom probably touched him.
definitely.
Right in the stash.
If you have that kind of mustache,
right on the head, you suck, Hitler.
But if you think about it, okay, yes, he did horrible things, but was he not amazing?
A great innovator?
Was he not amazing at convincing millions and millions of people that this was the right thing to do? You know,
it's a weird thing.
You would have to be an amazing person to be that horrible of a person, yeah.
To be able to convince and to basically brainwash.
There's so much we don't know, though. Like, even in our own country, the media controls everything, and who knows what they were saying in Germany about Jewish people that turned them, not only just Hitler being a charismatic and persuasive speaker, but just what kind of propaganda machine that the country and the newspapers and the radio could pump out that time to essentially brainwash people.
Maybe he was just a big dummy and they just put him up front.
Maybe so.
You know what? I actually watched something, and I don't remember where I watched it on, but they were talking about how they created these really sarcastic ads for Mexico, and they were talking about like immigrating to America and how it's such a – but they were like, oh, yeah, America's such a good life. But then they played these really extreme scenes of people like being hurt on the journey to America because it really is so dangerous, like going through the desert. Mm-hmm. No, there's no water. And like there's like serious repercussions should something bad happen. So they were playing these super sarcastic ads. But then like I don't remember where I was watching it on, but they were like saying like, what if this really happened? Like, what if people aren't taking this sarcastically? Because look at something else they made sarcastic. And it was like showing things of like Nazi Germany and how they used to create these sarcastic ads like, oh, we're going to kill this whole race of people, you know? And they were like talking about like Jewish people and stuff like that. And that obviously still happens. So it's really interesting how even things that are like supposedly like trying to be cerebral and trying to be.
It's just about like controlling person, information.
Yeah. Do you think
this has gotten super
serious? Yeah. Do you think that Hitler, if he would have had a Twitter, if he could convince all those people with 140 characters?
Oh boy. You know what? Yes.
If they're really good posts and really witty, I mean, you can say some real good things in 140 characters.
It really forces you to get creative. I think he could do it. And, you know, just thinking about the pot, I think I'm on board with him right now.
Oh, wow. So, spring is coming.
Hashtag. And frankly, I agree with that.
Hashtag good on you, Hitler.
Hashtag good on you, Hitler. So, spring is coming, which I am in desperate need.
Hitler's birthday, 420.
I am in desperate need of sunlight. I'm desperate in need of green grass. I'm desperate in need of being able to go outside in a pair of shorts.
Indeed. You mean green grass?
No.
Grass grows all around and around.
Do you guys get like that? Like, as the winter wears on, I don't see so much seasonal depression or whatever, but do you find it's like about this time of year, you get antsy? To like and get cranky to the point where you're like not cranky, but like you're antsy to like go outside and you're antsy to get out of your stale air house.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do feel that way.
Do you think that right now you could probably stab someone if they said you can be in some 75 degree weather right now?
If you stab someone, you would be able to get
instantly.
This is a good Woody Rabbit.
I would stab one of you two.
I had a friend.
Oh, one of us?
Well, if I could.
Like to death?
Oh, no, just geez. Stab you. Just
one
stab
of my you. Very good friends lives They'll in stab California. You in the butt cheek. And she texted me and said that they had real bad weather of like 55. And I wanted to slap her in her straight up cunt. Right in it.
So you want to slap her in the cunt?
Fingers up in it. Like that's, I was like.
Bowling ball style?
You're going down, Claire. Like,
Claire.
Shout out, Claire. I wanted to slap you in the cunt.
I so rarely hear the vagina called a cunt, and rather I just hear women called cunts or bitches. But is that run rapid with when women talk to each other?
Is
what
it?
Say the word? I think for the sake of humor, I would definitely call a vagina a cunt. I would I've only called one of my friends a cunt recently, and it was to my other friend. Do you guys want to hear this story?
This is my brother.
So no. I would call him a cunt, though. But, no, I went to go see 50 Shades of Grey with two of my friends.
Bummer.
You have two friends?
Yeah, two
of
them.
I don't have two.
It wasn't us, I tell you.
It was close.
Now,
but one of my friends, I live with her. I'm calling her out right now. I'm calling her out on the carpet. I live with her. And we were all three going, and I didn't have my car with me. My other buddy had taken me, and then she was with us. And we were standing out by the door to leave. And then she just, like, dawdles on out the emergency exit without saying goodbye or saying anything to us. And like, we didn't really know where she was going. So we're like, okay, maybe she just like went somewhere else. And we like see her car peeling out real fast before we could even say anything to her. And so I get home.
That doesn't live with you?
She lives with me. The girl that peeled out lives with me. Okay. So my buddy, I'm like, well, can you give me a ride home? Like, I hope that she's just going to her boyfriend's house.
Because she was horny.
And I get home, and that motherfucking cunt is at my apartment. I was like, this girl.
Was there?
That's what I called her, a cunt. I was like, Miss motherfucking cunt.
What happened? What was the explanation?
She just at home asleep. I would like went up to her door. I was like, what's going on? See, like no.
C for cunt.
C for cunt. Okay. So I said. You know, knocking on the door.
What was the explanation? Like a rabbit.
She didn't say anything. Well, she didn't answer the door. She gets like that sometimes, though. Like, I'm trying to talk to her, and she just like runs off.
Good roommate. Sounds like good roommate. Good thing going there. Well, hold on to that.
I'm like a roof. I just, rain runs off of me, so it doesn't bother me too much. But yeah, so the next day I like came up to her and was like, what's going on? Like, you didn't answer or anything. And she's like, oh, I just got real tired. I was like, okay.
She must have been. I drive when I'm tired.
She wanted to go home and piddle herself.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, which I can understand. Because sometimes you just got to get home and get your fingers inside you. But
yeah, I hear that.
That happens.
I'm always checking for polyps.
when you check for them, I mean, how do you know? I don't know what a polyp feels
like. I don't know, but you know what?
It's a hell of a time doing it. It's a good time. I'm like, I could have cancer up there. I don't know, but it's...
I don't know what I'm feeling for.
I'm loving what's going on.
It's a lot of popping and oozing, I tell you that much.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jeez.
One of my coworkers can't eat seeds because of polyps.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what it means either, but that's what he told me.
How does that conversation start?
Like this. Like he said, don't pass the seeds. That's how it starts.
So we've
why can't you accept the seeds?
We've touched on guns, polyps, cunts, Hitler,
butt seeds,
and
birth control.
Oh. Well, I want to tell you something.
Okay,
I go crazy this time of year too, because when I look at a calendar, all the months in blue or white are December and January and February, and here we are in March, and it's still freezing cold out. It's supposed to be spring. You know what? I'd be super happy with 40, 45-degree weather.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's March comes in like a lion, out like a lamb. So that means it's always at the beginning of March, it's always still cold and stuff, but by the time you get to the end of March, you're good to go.
You're right. But
we were supposed to have 6 more weeks, right? That's what the groundhog said?
But groundhog
was that
also,
5 weeks ago?
That groundhog also bit a mayor's face.
Oh prick. Shit. Punks of Tony Phil can suck it.
But
he's a gangster.
I have a tiny house, Blake. You've been in there.
Yeah.
I'm in there by myself all week. Aww. On the weekends, I have my daughter. And it's so small that we there's not enough square footage in that house for two people to be stuck inside all winter together in the cold. And after a while, we start gnawing at each other. It's
you and your daughter?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to get out of the house. I force us out sometimes when it's too cold, but we cannot stay in there because it is something about the stale air. It starts to ferment your brain, and no good.
And like for me, we just recently and paid for our family
the camping trip
to Kentucky, and so that makes me even want even more because like I know it's on the map. Yeah. On the map of the place that we're staying, I know which one I'm staying in, and I know the dates for it, and I know, you know, like
every little piece of information gets you closer to it, but it's still so far.
But it's still so far away. And you know, and it's like this is supposed to be like I guess, and this is my own mistake, but I'm like I'm making this trip like maybe more than it. Like I'm just, it's just very important.
Seasonally, you have a lot invested. Family. You have a lot invested in this.
Yeah, family wise, I have a lot invested.
You know what
I
mean? Who's like, all going? The four of you?
Yeah, the two youngest boys, Molly and me, and maybe my brother.
What about the dog?
It looks like the dog's going to have to go unless somebody will allow me to pay them to stay at my house.
Mm. Do not look at me.
Someone
and
will
do not
allow
pass
you
the seats.
To pay them? I feel like someone will allow you to pay them.
I don't know.
Maybe not enough.
They spend enough time with Rory. They think no amount of money that I can afford is going to help it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But I just, I'm ready. I just need to get out of this house. And like you said with your daughter, it's the same way with Eli. And, you know, you're just like, I love the kid to death, but they're just,
Do you guys ever go sledding or anything? I mean, especially with the snow that just happened.
Yeah,
do you guys go sledding?
I go sledding. I love sledding.
I hate sledding. I hate being cold. Aww. I don't even like taking the dog out.
I made a snowman.
Do you
want to
build a snowman?
I made an awesome snowman yesterday.
By yourself?
No.
Okay.
So that is creepy. That's okay. That's along the same lines as going to a zoo by yourself, which I have done, and do never, ever, forever do that.
Aww, that's so sweet.
So fucking sad. And it's like I knew it while I was there too.
Yeah.
God, I did so much creepy shit while I was there, knowing it. I was like, I had to do it to pass the time because I was in another city, and I was like, I don't know what to do here. So while who I was with was doing something else, I'm gonna go to the zoo. And I knew walking around the first 5 minutes was like, I got 5 hours to kill. I know what I'm doing is creepy. I'm like a pedophile or an assassin is what I felt like. Like I was there scoping on other families, but
to shoot them down.
It was very creepy.
I'm gonna kill this zebra.
Highlights. What were they?
The biggest highlight of going to that zoo was me standing in a line with a bunch of 7, 8, 9-year-olds waiting to feed a giraffe a what was that? A sweet potato.
Oh. Was it sweet though? Was it sweet when it happened?
It was sweet. They have black tongues, as you might think, and what you've seen in the books is true.
Yeah.
But goddamn, was it creepy? Oh shit! I look back on it, I just cringe.
But let's think about the majesty of the giraffe for a moment. Did this giraffe bring its head down toward your hand and take a piece of sweet potato out of it?
It did.
How beautiful is that? Yeah.
When I describe that trip, I do use a plethora of adjectives, and majesty is one of them, but it's way down the list. It's usually creepy. And
what is the saddest thing that you've ever done by yourself?
Oh, well, one time I had a bunch of friends who were planning to go to Fiesta and to the movies with me. So Fiesta Ranchera, yes. Big Mexican restaurant around here. And I had a plan to go with all of them. And I'm one of those people that I make a plan and I want that plan to fucking happen.
Right.
And they all canceled on me. And they're like, well, let's just hang out here and do whatever. I was like, no.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
And I want Mexican.
I live 40 minutes away. And I was like, this is happening. And I went to Mexican. And I got my Mexican food. The guy was like, oh, you're by yourself? Because I had gone there quite a few times. And so He recognized that I was by myself and that I probably was waiting for someone. So he asked about it. And I said no. And then he gave me a hug. Oh. And I sat and ate my meal.
That makes it so much more sad.
I know. And so I went to the theater, realized I hadn't brought the extra 20. So I didn't even have enough money to go to the movie. But I did go to Walmart and buy myself new eyeliner.
And that, my friends, is how you make a horrible situation perfect.
When they asked you if you were alone, you're like, yes, I am. Just very proud and
or yeah, were, was that, kind was, of, yeah. Well, me, I mean, I was like, yeah, I'm alone. So kind of like, I'm resigned. I'm cool with this.
Aren't we all alone?
And then he was like, oh, you're so good, though. Such a good customer.
Blake, how about you? What's the saddest thing you've done?
Yeah.
Besides masturbate with your tears, which that's I think you know what, get your hands up here. You might be doing it now.
I spent a lot of time just pacing around my apartment for a extended period of like 3 months. When I first stopped drinking for the first time, when I tried to do it by myself, you know, I like none of the people that I hung out with wanted to hang out anymore because I wasn't going and drinking or whatever. Nobody would just come over and hang out or whatever. And I just worked and I just came home and I just paced around, just walked around this one bedroom apartment.
Where were you living at the time?
I was living at, I worked for Park and I was living in a group home. Like I was like the live in, like a live in apartment attached to this group home. Like, so I had to be in at like, I had to be in by 10 o'clock at night and I couldn't leave till like six in the morning. Cause I was like the third shift, you know? So like, but I would come home from work and I would just pace around. And I know that's like, that's not like one event, but for a long period of time, you know, that's like
days. You had days to go through that alone.
Yeah. There's a days and days and days and end. And then you're just like, I could go and do something. But then I'm like, no, there's not going to do anything by myself. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, because it was a very big turning point in, you know, like, okay, I've stopped doing this one thing that I did all the time and I did it with everybody. Now I'm not doing it. Where are people that don't do this? And you know,
yeah.
And I think ultimately that's probably why I went back to drinking after those 3 months, you know?
Yeah.
Because
you did it the wrong way. You thought you were doing it the right way.
Right. I thought I was doing it, but I was just, I kind of gave it cause I didn't know.
So hey, what was the right way?
I started going to meetings and I met other people that were trying to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we did stuff together. And I went to those meetings, which was something to do.
Yeah.
And I learned things along the way. I wouldn't necessarily recommend AA as like a long-term solution. But it did show me that there are people in the world that, you know, their lives don't revolve around getting shit-faced drunk every day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but like, that was a lonely time. You know what I mean? Because you, like you said, you wanted to go out and do something with your friends and you had it planned out. And then they said no. And you're like, fuck it, I'm going to go do it anyway. I didn't have that capability, like mentally or that I could say,
yeah,
fuck you guys, I'm going to go to, because I didn't know where to go that, yeah, that didn't involve like, yeah, drinking. I'm like, well, I could go watch the football game at this bar, or I could go karaoke at this bar, or I could go, yeah, fuck this girl and I'll end up drinking and or doing other stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, yeah.
It's sad.
super sad, man.
Super sad. Us all slit our wrists, but, you know.
One time I went to a music festival by myself.
No, you didn't.
I did. Well, because none of my friends are into the same kind of music as me. None of them would. I didn't even ask them because none of them would say yes. So I went to a musical festival by myself.
A different state?
No, thankfully it was right here in Chillicothe in Three, yes, Sisters Park, the summer camp. Yeah. So I was able to go to and from all
you
the
went
time.
To summer camp? You have no friends that wanted to go to summer camp,
no,
with you?
None of my friends would.
Oh, your friends are way cooler than I am.
I wouldn't go with them.
I'd have gone with you. I'd have gone with you right now.
This is years ago, but I appreciate it.
Before it got really stupid?
What's that?
Before it got really stupid, like...
Honestly, yes, because I went and I saw, it's the best show I've ever seen in my life. The Flaming Lips were out there. Incredible. Yes. I knew I liked the Flaming Lips going in. I had no idea what I was in for.
Before it became like a corporate, like, hoo-ha of
I doubt it. I think it was probably still a corporate thing by the time it was like 6-7 years ago. But
it wasn't near as... That 6-7 years ago, it wasn't near what it is now.
So. But it was really awesome.
Okay,
to go.
I might have went.
I wouldn't have gone with you 6 or 7 years ago.
Because you were
15.
Yeah. 15. And I would have been like, yeah, well, I don't know.
Hey, what's creepier?
Mid-20s, walking around with a 15-year-old.
Is it creepier that I go here by myself or with this 15-year-old that the cops may think that this...
Sorry, Jason.
That's all right.
Can't go back and do it.
Wow.
But it was one of those things where it's like, I want to go to this thing, mm-hmm, and I know none of my friends are going to go, but it's not going to stop me from going. But it didn't make it any less sad. It's just now I can say that I did it.
Right.
So, yeah, that's right. Thank you.
Well, still an enjoyment that you enjoyed and that really
awesome show.
Affected your life. Right?
Yay me.
Boom.
Yay you.
Yay me.
Yay you.
Yay you.
Yay me.
Oh, yay yo.
Do you guys ever watch Sweet Life of Zach and Cody?
See, now this is...
Is that the show where they're on a boat?
Show. Yeah, no, not on a boat. It's before, man, they're on a boat and they're in a hotel.
The hotel.
Yeah.
I've got a two-ton
mega
crush
on. And one of the girls
on
it, she said, yay me. Hold on, did you say who?
Brenda Song.
Ooh, yay me. That's her.
I know that because my daughter was of that age, which is weird that there's an overlap between you and her to watch the same television program. What I'm asking you, Heather, is do you need to write to school?
No. Heather, please,
just on Thursdays.
Please look into the camera and say, I am here by my own free will. I am of age.
I am here by my own free will, and I am of age.
Show your ankles that you're not chained to anything, please.
Shing.
I do know. I am aware of that show, and there was a Chinaman on that show, or was, Blake, that you'd be very interested in. Brenda Song. Very beautiful woman.
Gorgeous.
But she's not as pretty as...
me.
What were you going to say? My new... Asian obsession.
Yeah, that's true.
Who's your new Asian obsession?
Mrs. Ackerman.
Who's Mrs. Ackerman?
What's her name? Kulap?
Kulap Vlaysak.
Yeah. And she's not funny. And she's moderately pretty.
She is a co-host on a podcast with a guy from one of the last episodes, Dragon Boy Suede, that cult, baby cult, newborn baby cult.
Oh, newborn baby cult.
She's his co-host. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
So, real quick, we'll go around the table and end this kind of interesting affair.
Mm-hmm.
What is one thing you're looking to accomplish this summer? And Heather, we will start with you. What is, besides getting through this pregnancy, surviving
besides
this,
besides staying not pregnant,
right?
Barren, but Let's see. What am I looking to accomplish this summer?
I'm all rotten inside.
And it's all because of these drugs. Like, I ate up for $800.
Right. But, no, I guess last year I tried to focus on eating better. And I'm doing a pretty good job of it overall. Been able to drink a lot of alcohol without having to turn into a fucking manatee. So that's good.
What's the plan of attack there?
What do you mean? Oh, I eat really clean Monday through Friday. So I eat like edamame. And I eat tons of baby spinach, like entire boxes of it. Like
at a time?
In 2 weeks total. Yeah. And then I have like fruits and vegetables and it's a lot of it's out of laziness. Like, it's easier to eat an apple than it is to cook an entire thing of eggs.
You're
like, I can just eat
right.
a fucking apple and take it with me to work. So easy.
Just eat a fucking apple.
Yeah, exactly. That's to be on a fucking t-shirt.
Right.
But this year I want to get like fit, or at least like some sort of healthy exercise, move my body around so I don't turn into like a melted snowman because I sit at a desk all day long.
Right.
And oh, I just
man.
Can feel my body like,
conforming to the chair.
I'm going to get those hips that are like, I've been sitting in a desk for 7 years, like secretary hips.
Yeah. Yes, you
I don't
will.
Want it.
It will happen unless you work
I know.
Your ass. It will happen.
Makes me very nervous.
So.
Honestly. But yeah, so I want to get like some sort of.
Activity.
Yeah.
Motion.
What do you want to do?
I've thought a lot about running. Running sounds really nice, like walking, running. I bought some cool rollerblades, so I might rollerblade a little bit. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I like dancing, so I do that on the weekends. But
you shake a groove thing?
Shake my groove
like
thing hard.
Like you go to clubs and dance?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Like, I go to clubs.
She's like, oh, yeah, I go to clubs.
Yeah, I go to clubs.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, this is what's happening. Me, clubs, I go there.
What's
I really do go there.
Like raves?
Not like raves. Like the town, yeah, Bloomington, Illinois has like some pretty... They have like some dance clubs, and
what's
so I like to go to them. There was like Fat Jacks and Drifters. I have such a good club story. So there is this one bar called Fat Jacks.
It's
and
downtown
it has,
Bloomington.
Downtown Bloomington,
okay.
Yeah. And it has these platforms that you stand on. And so they have a lower one that's probably up to your waist, and then you can like get on, and then there's like a place you can dance. But then there's one that's probably about like 10 feet off the ground. And it's like you have to walk up a really easy pathway to get there. It's not like a ladder or anything, but you like get up there. And so I'm standing on the little platform at one point, and the higher platform is on the other side of the bar, or on the other side of this dance room.
Oh, please say
and
you hit the chandelier and
no, there's
all the
this
way across.
Girl, okay. A girl wearing an adorable dress, by the way. But
hey. I like where this is going.
That dress had no panties underneath
like,
it,
are you
and
better?
That dress did not reach said thighs to cover that area.
So,
so I'm looking over there, and well, no, she like does like a whole like 90 degree angle bend over, like. Look.
A little something for the fellas.
Facing away, yeah. And so, like, I see, like, skin under there. And then, like, she turns around. And what makes me think that she doesn't realize is that she's just standing there with her dress, like, halfway. Like, I can – there's a camel toe. There is a camel's toe present. And that camel toe is naked. And so – and and that's when I knew. I was like, this girl probably doesn't know what's going on. And she's probably too drunk. And I see these girls around her, and I'm like, what's going on? But what I do is I
this is
jump,
where you're like, I yeah, love dancing.
I jump off my platform, and I rush across that bar because I'm going to tell this girl what's up. And I do. And I walk up to her, and she gives me this look, and she's just like so dazed. And I'm like, honey, like, you just need to pull your dress down a little bit. And I'm like, if that's what you want to do, that's cool. I just want to let you know that this is what's going on. Your muffin is out, and everyone knows what flavor it is.
What flavor would you say it is?
Cherry?
Definitely bran.
Oh, bran.
Definitely
oh,
bran.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds gross.
That was the first thing I thought of. It's better than blueberry, honestly, because no one wants colors
Jesus.
Down there. But that seemed like the most all natural situation. But no, and I said something to her, very right in her face, and she seemed pretty drunk. So then I turned to a friend and I said, hey, this girl's got no panties on and she is... living long, all over the place. And she didn't seem to say anything, and she just smiled at me and kind of like, wow, like party girled out, like, we're girls in a bathroom, we're having a good time kind of thing. And I said, okay. And then I went back to my friends, and I mean, I didn't see the vag situation anymore.
Hmm.
But, yeah.
That's what you want to do with your summer. All right.
Hmm. That was a bad story to tell how much I love about clubs, but I do love clubbing, though.
I'm going to start a crusade this summer to help clothed women in clubs who need it. That's a good, that's a good idea.
Hey, there you go, yeah.
Jason?
Mothers against.
Your summer goal. What is something that you're looking forward to or you're wanting to get done?
I'm looking to put on about 45 pounds this summer.
Oh.
Not of muscle.
How? What's your...
This is a lot of loafing.
Vegemite?
Yeah.
Vegemite sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to call the guys at Men at Work and get a Vegemite sandwich. No, I think this summer, I it sounds so stupid. I think I want to do landscaping in my backyard and try to get a garden going back there, like a vegetable garden.
Okay.
Which it sounds very...
old man-ish?
Sounds like I'm an old man. Oh, and I want to do some work in my garage, too. It sounds like, oh, God, I'm so old.
You sound like an adult is what you sound like.
I don't want to do that.
Like
summer video games.
Heather's over here like, I want to go clubbing and have a good time. You're like, I want to fix this goddamn garage.
Yeah. It's nesting. Nesting is a really natural thing for people to do.
What I meant to say is I want to go do all the drugs this summer and party so hard. So I'm not an old man at all. Whatever.
Awesome.
What about you?
I want to get out of this apartment.
What does that look like?
It's a lot of hurdles to get out of here.
Like what?
And live in a house.
Your credit's poo-poo?
Credit's poo-poo. I just want to get out of this. I want to have a backyard where I can let the kids play.
You can do your own gardening. You can hire Jason to landscape for you.
Yeah, you come in my backyard. You can use it all you want.
No.
No, I need peppers, onions, and tomatoes is what I'm looking for.
Okay, I want a and studio peppers. That everything is hooked up. When I walk in, I turn the light on, everything's hooked up. My dog can go outside and the kids can go out in the backyard. And I'm never there on the weekends because I'm always camping. That's what I want to do.
Rent or own?
I want to own, but I think it's going to end up being rent because I made poor decisions in my life that have led me to be where I am.
How close are you to getting to be able to rent a home?
I don't understand the question.
Will you be able to do that this summer, you think? Is that
yeah,
reasonable?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're going to be moving this summer.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Where you want to go?
I don't know. Wherever my wife tells me to go.
Does she like here in Pekin or not?
It depends on what day you ask her that. There's a lot of different things.
I'll ask her every day from now until the
time. I don't want to rent a house. I don't want to pay somebody else's mortgage.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Plus, but then I can't get the bank to give me a mortgage. So.
Maybe you should sell
rent
the guns.
To own? Can you rent to own, though? I mean, there's lots of things that rent to own, right?
Yeah.
Feels like a big pipe dream, maybe?
Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know. It seems shady. It means like 10 years I'm into it and I haven't done anything. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't gotten anywhere with it. But anyway, hey, this has been a great podcast.
People love to hear about you wanting to rent a home.
Yeah.
I think when we have these kind of shows, they open us up to be able to discuss serious topics at times.
Which... Better for better or worse,
for richer or poorer,
for better and worse,
and sickness and both. And or health.
Which yeah, so Heather, good luck on your pap smear.
Thank you.
I hope it all goes positive.
Yeah,
and I hope it's not some shady fucking thing.
I hope it's negative as far as the pregnancy goes. Hey,
that's just medical speak over my head there.
We'll find out. It might have. Yeah, never mind. I'll tell you after it's over.
Yeah. Jason, good luck with your tomatoes.
Oh, hey, thanks, man.
Yeah. All
right.
And you know what? Good luck with you. If you need to use my truck to help move, it's the fee is nominal.
All right. Hey, folks, thank you for checking out this unorthodox IBWIP.
Goodbye, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye.
Dunna. That's quality stuff there.
How long did that go?
48 minutes.
That's good enough for
perfect time.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.